He loaded the flare pistol, and as soon as it was dark, they walked out down the beach away from the fire, and he asked the boy if he wanted to shoot it. "You shoot it, Papa. You know how to do it."
"Okay."
He cocked the gun and aimed it out over the bay and pulled the trigger. The flare arced up into the murk with a long whoosh and broke somewhere out over the water in a clouded light and hung there. The hot tendrils of magnesium drifted slowly down the dark, and the pale foreshore tide started in the glare and slowly faded. He looked down at the boy's upturned face.
"They couldn't see it very far, could they, Papa?"
"Who?"
"Anybody."
"No, not far."
"If you wanted to show where you were."
"You mean, like, to the good guys?"
"Yes. Or anybody that you wanted them to know where you were."
"Like who?"
"Well, I don't know."
"Like God?"
"Yeah. Maybe somebody like that."
In the morning, he built a fire and walked out on the beach while the boy slept. He wasn't gone long, but he felt a strange unease. And when he got back, the boy was standing on the beach, wrapped in his blankets, waiting for him. He hurried his steps. By the time he got to him, he was sitting down.
"What is it?" he said. "What is it?"
"I don't feel good, Papa."
He cupped the boy's forehead in his hand. He was burning. He picked him up and carried him to the fire.
"It's okay," he said. "You're gonna be okay."
"I think I'm gonna be sick."
"It's okay."
He sat with him in the sand and held his forehead while he bent and vomited. He wiped the boy's mouth with his hand.
"I'm sorry,"
the boy said.
"Shh, you didn't do anything wrong."
He carried him up to the camp and covered him with blankets. He tried to get him to drink some water. He put more wood on the fire and knelt with his hand on his forehead.
"You'll be all right," he said.
He was terrified.
"Don't go away,"
the boy said.
"Of course I won't go away.
Even for just a little while."
"No, I'm right here."
"Okay. Okay, Papa."
He held him all night, dozing off and waking in terror, feeling for the boy's heart. In the morning, he was no better. He tried to get him to drink some juice, but he wouldn't. He pressed his hand to his forehead, conjuring up a coolness that wouldn't come. He wiped his white mouth while he slept.
"I will do what I promised," he whispered, "no matter what. I will not send you into the darkness alone."